Hello again. You're with the news at one. American and Russian officials are expected to meet in Moscow later today as Vladimir Putin considers a 30-day ceasefire proposal from the US. Ukraine has already said it would support the temporary truce if Russia did the same. Meanwhile, Russia's military says it has recaptured a key town in the Kursk region. The claim comes a day after Mr. Putin visited a command post in the area. Roland Oliphant is the senior foreign correspondent for the Daily Telegraph, and he's on the line now. Roland, thanks for talking to us. It's being reported this lunchtime that a Kremlin aide has dismissed the ceasefire proposal, saying that effectively it would only give Ukraine an opportunity to regroup. Now, is that the official response, or might we hear more later?
We will hear more later. Shortly. So that was Yuri Ushakov. He's Vladimir Putin's foreign policy advisor, and he was speaking to Russian state media. They asked him what about the latest. He said he'd been talking to Mike Waltz, the American national security advisor, that Mike Waltz had communicated the details of talks with the Ukrainians. And he said that, look, you know, as far as we understand, it's a temporary ceasefire. We're not really interested in a temporary ceasefire. We want a permanent settlement that takes into account what he called our interests and our legal requirements, something that just imitates peace. No one needs anything to imitate peace. This is just going to help the Ukrainians. But he was then followed. The reporter asked him a follow-up question. You know, does that mean Russia is saying no to Donald Trump's proposal? He said, look, Vladimir Putin's going to be speaking later. I don't want to speak for the president. We're going to hear more. I think there's some suggestion Vladimir Putin might be speaking to Donald Trump on a telephone later today or tomorrow, which would suggest there's still some knotty talking through things before we get a firm answer from the Russians.
It was interesting what that Kremlin aide said, because, of course, there is among some analysts the view that this is precisely what Russia would do with a 30-day ceasefire, that it would use a temporary truce to draw breath and take stock and to fight again.
I think that's absolutely what they would do. It's what both sides would do. You'd be a fool not to. I think the dilemma for the Russians is that they feel that they've got battlefield momentum, and they certainly don't want to stop fighting until they've put to bed the battle in Kursk, where they feel like they're definitely on the brink of evicting Ukrainian troops from Russian territory. And they also feel like they're making progress in Donbass. That's slowed down a bit recently, actually. So they might feel like it might be worth pausing. But that's the dilemma for the Russians. You know, for anyone in any kind of peace talks, if you feel like you're winning, do you want to stop? Because you feel like that's really just going to favour the other side.
Is it known what else is in this ceasefire proposal?
Not really. I mean, from what we understand from the Americans, like the sticking point with them, and now with the Ukrainians, and now it looks like the sticking point with the Russians as well, is that both the Ukrainians and now the Russians seem to be saying, look, there's no point in just having a temporary ceasefire if we haven't addressed all the other issues, because it's just not going to last and we'll get back to fighting. The Americans the Americans spent a long time kind of browbeating Ukrainians, saying, no, look, we're going to stop the fighting, stop the shooting, and then we can get down to the nitty-gritty job of trying to make it permanent and addressing everything else. The Ukrainians finally came round to that. It sounds like, from what Mr. Ushakov is saying, the Russians certainly want to extract a bit more from the Ukrainians and the Americans before they come round to that point of view. But no, the short answer is the proposal seems to be, look, you guys stop fighting now, we freeze the line, and then we'll get down to the real hard work of proper negotiations.
Roland Oliphant, thank you very much for talking to us this lunchtime.